Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson on a FEF Friday as we are getting deeper than the Grand Canyon today, gang. Sometimes, and some of you people, and I say it's a very, very, very small few, but in one person's case in general, saying that there are other topics that have been funnier and better than talking about this situation. Well, sometimes, gang, real life and sports clash in a bad way, and we have to talk about that too. That's what we're doing today. We're talking about the Josh Brown situation. It's a topic that you guys have been very passionate about, that you want to talk about, so we want to get you in with me and Trav. People that have been holding the longest move up to the front of the line. So, Jesse, Brandon, hang on. We're going to Richard first, and then we'll get to you guys. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know why I don't just do the same thing as the Marine Corps does. Zero tolerance. Zero tolerance on drugs. Zero tolerance on beating your wife. You hit her once, you're out. What do you think of that?
That's a pretty good point. But then, you know, they'll say outside of, I mean, you're technically, as a military guy, you're a government worker. So you work for the government. So they're going to say, well, why does this guy have zero tolerance? And I don't work for the government. Or that's a sticky situation. I don't think you can just do one and done, because then you open yourself up to lawsuits, in my opinion.
See, and again, I think it has to be part of a bigger solution, right?
Yeah.
And I think that sets yourself up for more of that, what other callers were talking about, the fact that if you take that abrupt end to a means, that you end up getting more abrupt behavior because the people find themselves lashing out and not figuring it out. So I think that somewhere within the mix, there has to be some professional help.
It does. And not to cut you off, but I did cut you off, this one thing about this game, it's a violent game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the kicker, he has no violence, so I don't understand why he's to the point where he is. But it's a game that's hard to turn off. I think so. It starts early it starts early on with how we raise our athletes, with how we treat them, with how we prepare them for life, how we prepare them for life after the game. I think it's all sorts of things that needs to be done by the league and by coming up, and that molds these guys to be that type of guy.
You guys are coached.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yes.
But dare I say, some of, if not the most important coaching that can be provided to the players is the stuff that happens about off the field.
Yes.
Because you can be, look, you've been coached your whole life. So you understand. You probably have, in a lot of cases, because you've highlighted a lot of cases, you have no idea about the people that you were in that locker room with and what it took to get to where they are, what they came from, what they've been through, what they've dealt with. So the fact of the matter is, you're just hoping they do their job on Saturday or Sunday
exactly.
or whatever happens in whatever locker room we're talking about. But at the same time, you may have people in your own locker room that you don't know well enough to know were from a single-parent household, living on welfare, fighting for their next meal, didn't know this, didn't know that. And guess what? That off-the-field coaching, once you get a check in your pocket that is bigger than you have ever seen in your life,
it can be more essential
than any coaching you get in a locker room or on the field.
The money you make is going to intensify, electrify, and make you become the person you have always been.
And magnify. How about
magnify,
that?
Magnify, yeah.
We could write campaigns.
And that could be a new shirt.
There you go.
And if you're an ass and you get money, you're going to be even bigger.
You're just a rich ass.
You're just going to be even bigger ass.
Right.
But if you're a humble individual, you've been raised the right way, the money's never going to change you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you would hope all the guys are like that. But they're not all like that. They all weren't raised that way. They all didn't come from two parent households who parents did good by each other. They all didn't come from I don't even know who this Billy guy is. But it's a lot going on, man, it's a lot of things that need to be addressed.
Yeah, but I mean at the same time, that's why I said it's so vital that these athletes get training and coaching off the field way more so than what you get on the field? Because like I said, on the field, you've been being coached since you've been knee-high to a cow's udder, since you've been in peewee ball. But the bottom line is, some people haven't had anybody haven't had anybody take the time to provide the logic, the knowledge, and to infuse the energy to make sure that you understand what it takes to be an upstanding citizen in the real world, regardless of whether you play a sport or not.
Because all they cared about was you playing sport.
And here's let me take it a step further, Trav. You may just be in that single parent household where the parent had to work all day just to make sure they put meals on the table and didn't have the time to be able to instill that in you.
Oh, no question. I mean, there's a kid right now at a middle school in Missouri City, and I was talking to some people about him this morning, who right now, he's a smart kid. He's just bad as hell, and he doesn't do the right things as far as off the field, in the classroom, because his parents ain't never there. And he got two well-to-do parents, but they just never there. They never working, so they don't get to instill that in their lifestyle,
right,
in his lifestyle. And he hasn't accepted somebody else trying to give him that structure. Because, you know, it's one thing to say some people just don't have it, or some people just don't have it. Nobody's ever sat down. And that's why I think teachers and coaches are two of the most important people in this world.
No question. But again, I say it's so much more than just on the field. Jesse, you've been holding longest. Welcome to the show. What's up, Jesse?
Hello?
Jesse, we're there. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I hate it when people start labeling things with the word disease. Because, there's a lot of things in the world.
I use that word. Go ahead.
Okay. Disease is a sickness or something that's inside your body.
That's a sickness.
Okay. What's going on with the men beating the women or drinking too much alcohol or doing drugs? That's not a disease. That's a sin. It's a sin of the heart. You can read about that in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Okay? They are in your heart. Since Genesis 3, we are full of sin. And we have the open mind to make the choices whether to sin or not to sin.
Okay, Jesse, okay, and we understand that the Bible and the church may be one way that they can find the help that they need to be able to deal with the demons that they are dealing with. But guess what? At the end of the day, whatever you label it with whatever name you call it, sickness, disease, problem, tendency, behavior, regardless, sometimes you can't take away the fact from whether he blames it on being abused when he was 7 years old. Sometimes something happened in their life or has been instilled in them somehow in their being that has them acting a certain way. And because they've never been reprimanded by it and it's never been addressed properly, it has been allowed to have a life of its own, and it creates a behavior.
And it creates a disease, a sickness. You say, what's the first thing he said? Oh, it's not a disease. It's a sickness. And this, what is a sickness? It's a disease. It's something that festers and continues to take down the things around you. And that right there, is there help? Yeah, you can get help.
Yep.
But you know what? When you sit there, if I put this piece of pizza, this is a great pizza, and I leave it on this thing for a while, it's stuff gonna start growing all on it. Mm-hmm. The bad stuff is gonna grow on it, and what does it do? It's gonna eventually turn into something that can get you and me sick. And guess what? That's exactly what he is. He's a sickness. He has a sickness and a disease. You know. So
by the way, we have to mention too, Falbo Brothers brought pizza in. They're a new sponsor of the show, and they have just the best pizza in the world. If you all want great deep dish or thin crust hand tossed pizza, Falbo Brothers on Sweetwater Boulevard off 59. Unfreaking believable. I grew up in the Midwest, Chicago, Milwaukee, and the deep dish pizza there, I say there's nothing like it. They're close because they got 11 different shops between Chicago and Milwaukee. Now they're in Sugar Land. Make sure you check out Falbo Brothers. They are going to be blowing it up here in Houston, Texas. Hey, Will, Clarence, Jerry, Billy, we see you on the line. We're coming to you next, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Travis Johnson, till 4 o'clock on an FEF Friday. And some of you have chimed in that you want more fun in football. Well, those Fs we can get to on an FEF Friday in the final half hour of the show, because sometimes sports and real life clash in such a way that you got to talk about the bad stuff, too. That's what we've been doing about this Josh Brown situation. We've got a full board of calls. We're going to try and get through them. We're going to try and ask you guys to be as concise as possible, because we love you partaking in the show. We just don't want anybody to get screwed over and not being able to partake. There's also some people out there on Twitter that, again, when we talk about being a part of the show, we need you to be realistic, and we need you to be in a situation where you're of clear mind and can understand what, you know, the parameters of what we're dealing with and what's going on, and understand that sometimes stuff is going to be right down your alley and you're going to love every bit of it. And sometimes you might have a problem with some of this stuff, or your opinions will clash with those of others. But guess what? I tell you guys all the time, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one.
And they all stink.
And not one, we're exactly right. And not one is different than the other or should be. Look, we let my man Jesse chime in, and he obviously goes to church. That's not a problem either. And some people find their savior and find their answers within the church. But guess what? To other people out there that are saying, like, hey, this is all on him, and no matter what you say and whatever incentives you give him to change, he's not going to change. Only he can change. And if the woman doesn't want to be there, she should leave. You're being narrow-minded.
I'm going to tell you right now, Cody, you're a jackass.
See, I didn't want to call out
name. I'm going to call his name. Because, for one, how are you going to blame the woman?
The woman might not have the means necessary, have any way of, or any place to go. And if there's kids involved, her number one priority, as she's thinking, is I gotta look out for my kids.
The man said, I looked at myself as God, and she was my slave.
That's ridiculous.
So last I checked, wasn't no slaves getting off the plantation. You think he's just gonna let his property leave? You think he's just gonna allow that to happen? Like, for you to sit there, that's man. You know what?
Leave it.
That's. It's the most.
Pad the brakes, brother. Yeah, we gave it enough.
I'm done talking about this. Let's move on.
So
man,
we will move on. We're gonna go real quickly. Will, welcome to the show. What do you got? Will, turn down your volume on the radio. Come on, man. Will. Will,
all right, man, got you on speaker. All right, what's going on, man?
Will, quickly, man, because you're going to be a Richard in a second. We always warn you, don't be a Richard. What do you got?
All right, man. Real quick, man, Josh Brown, is it acceptable what he's doing? Heck no, man. I knew trouble was lingering, man. This stuff's been going on since, like, the first week of fantasy football, man. I know, as a GM in fantasy football, I know trouble's lingering, so what I do, I drop his ass. And that is what you should do, and that's what every team and organization should do. Is that right? No. We all know it's unacceptable, man, so that's why we don't put up with that ish, all right?
Hey, Will, we appreciate the call, brother. Thanks for chiming in. There it is. Yeah. We said the Giants should handle what the league didn't. And that's not just let him get paid. Just cut him.
Just cut him.
Flat out cut him. NFL different than other sports.
Yeah.
Your money is dependent upon your performance. And when you don't perform, there are very few in this league that have guaranteed contracts. So guess what? If you are doing something in which your behavior is that embarrassing and that immoral and that just wrong, cut his ass, period. Yeah, exactly. That's as simple as it gets. Billy, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Yes, sir. Just a quick comment, and it had to do with earlier a conversation you had with a gentleman, and he was saying that, I don't know, that we shouldn't do anything about it. And then y'all stood up, one of your gentlemen said that we stand up for the moral thing. We're not going to let women get victimized. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I understand that, and I'm all for that. Don't tell me I'm not against it. But in this country, we also need to stand up for the other things, not just the one or two little things like that people, you know, see that, you know, that as a problem. Abortion, partial birth abortion, which is the most heinous of all, that I think, because it not only victimizes the child that's in the womb, they tear that little baby apart in pieces. And then we have that it also victimizes the woman, because later on they don't give her the statistics and stuff that how much she has the chances of becoming a person that has to deal with mental depression and other things that's going to affect her.
Okay, Billy, here's the thing. We understand that, again, this is when we draw the line to say that we understand that in real life there are a lot of issues in this – there are life and death issues, and abortion is obviously one of them. But we're just talking about this because it's on a sports station only simply because, instead of a political station, because of the fact that it's involving someone in sports doing something completely intolerable, and that's what we're dealing with. We're not trying to discredit any other thing. We're not trying to discredit any of the thousands of things that are going on in this world that are wrong.
This is not the debate. It's not the presidential debate. We don't have time for that.
But at the same time, we're just trying to address this issue and try and get down to solutions as it pertains to a sports league and a professional sports team and a locker room and doing the right thing. Clarence, you're next on the show. What's up, man?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, Clarence?
All right, I have two things. First, with this Josh Brown situation, his ass should have been cut the moment they found out. I'm going to give you a prime example. Ray Rice. The Ravens did the right thing by cutting him, and he hasn't had a job since.
They didn't cut him right away.
They mishandled that situation.
Yeah, they didn't cut him right away, Clarence.
They mishandled it, but now they cut him, and he hasn't had a job since because of the reputation he received, even though he's been trying to advocate and been having speeches and everything. Nobody wants to pick him up because of what he's done and the baggage that follows it, which the Giants should do. They should cut him and let him go on his way.
They put him on the exempt list, man. He's done. He's going to get paid the rest of the year. Regardless, he would have got paid because he's already played the three games for a season account. So, end of the day, he was going to get paid, and he's still going to get paid because he's on the exempt list. But he's probably done. So, appreciate you, Clarence, for calling. Man, but we're going to move on, man. We're going to talk about some other stuff. We got Nick picks. What else we got today, Joe?
We got what we're going to be watching.
Yeah.
We got to get to our Nick picks because Nick's going to pick five games that we need to address and pick and start getting into. So we've got a lot to get to. We kept it real world this show. Normally we have FEF Fridays. It's full of fun,
yeah,
football, and a lot of other things. But again, sometimes there's situations that we have to deal with.
And it came up, and you had to talk about it.
And we had to talk about it, address it, and we're trying to find solutions for it. And we appreciate everybody that participated and chimed into the show. And I think the bottom line to wrap it all up is the fact that, you know what, as people, as human beings, we know right from wrong.
Yes.
And we know that we have the ability to make a difference.
Yes.
Sometimes that is just by doing the things that you need to do for you and your family. Sometimes it's because you can get involved where people don't have the common sense or otherwise to figure out what they need to be doing. And in those cases, hopefully people can step in and have the wherewithal and the courage to become someone that provides a solution instead of turning a blind eye to it and just worried about their own pocketbook. I think that's as simple as I can wrap it all up. So with that, we kind of changed the. I need to cover some other things because, man, it got pretty heavy in here. So we've got some other things on the agenda that we need to talk about aside from the fact that we've got a ton of football to talk about. Because it's a Dick's weekend, and because you missed it yesterday, I sat there thinking about this when Barry brought it up yesterday, and I said, "Where is my man Trav when I need him?"
You should have called
because
him.
Trav is a very, very in tune man with a lot of things in society. He's also made it very clear that there are certain things that mean more to him than other things. So with that, Trav, and because of the spirit of organics in broadcasting, because some of you people that we know probably better than we'd like to admit to care about organics more than an HEB aisle.
Or Whole Foods. Huh?
Right. We had this. Madonna opened up for Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
She's always wanted to be a stand-up comedian. She's also been not shy about being political.
Yes.
We got a little political in today's show. At least some of you callers tried to.
Yeah.
Well, she has a candidate that she has identified with, and she has an offer that a lot of people may not, it may be too good to refuse based on what she said as she opened up for Amy Schumer, because she actually got it to the point where she set the crowd up. And the crowd was ready for Amy Schumer to take the stage. And before she turned the reins over, she basically made an offer that I don't think anybody can refuse. Nick, is the audio ready? Okay. So we have that to look forward to.
Yes.
You need to be a part of that.
I definitely it sounds like I really want to be a part of it.
Yeah, this goes back to the whole pistachio commercial thing, because if it starts with P and it ends with nuts.
Why would you want to put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
But like I said before, I hope my wife doesn't think that
exactly.
way.
So we got that and more ESPN 97.5.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank and Travis Johnson on an FBF Friday until 4 o'clock. We've been keeping it real and getting pretty heavy, so we're going to lighten it up a little bit. We talked before the break about the fact that Madonna had plenty to say in regards to getting political as she opened up for Amy Schumer the other night. She made an offer that a lot of you won't be able to refuse. Travis did not hear this when Barry brought it to the show yesterday. So in the spirit of fairness and good radio, we bring it to you again today. I give you Madonna.
One more thing before I introduce this genius of comedy. If you vote for Hillary Clinton, I will give you a blowjob. Okay? Swear to God. And I am good. I am good. I'm not a douche and I'm not a tool. I take my time.
She creates eye contact. Did you catch all that? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that may sway some votes, Trav.
You know what?
You're speechless?
Because my wife is listening, so I don't want to be like, well, dang it, let me send her a message and let her know that I'm voting for Hillary. You know, because, I mean, Madonna older than Methuselah, man. You mess around to catch worms, mess around with Madonna,
there's a lot of
man.
People that their response was, I mean, that's Madonna. But until you look yourself in the mirror, it's hard for you to pass judgment on others, because I see the people that are sending those messages and being like, Chief, you can't be – beggars can't be choosers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, beggars can't be choosers, but I don't know, man. I'm not – Madonna, like, I'm telling you, she old, man. I'm not – you catch worms with doing stuff like that, man.
The thing is, and that's why we don't like to get political on this. You know, we get a lot of people that Barry fires up, the Trump supporters, and then they want to, like, lash out. Look, it ain't about all that. That's why we stay out of the politics, because politics is something that's up to each and every one of you individually. Just, you know, again, you have the right to vote and you have the right to make a difference. So make sure you go out and vote. Who you vote for is your own. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, Barry said he's not going to vote. And I said,
Barry Laminack?
Yeah. And he said that the reason why is then because I can say I didn't select either one of these Yahoos. But at the same time, you can't complain about the person in office if you didn't do what you had to do to do your part to try and put the right person in office, even if you have two less than stellar candidates to put in office.
Yeah, you got
to
make a decision.
So to speak. Robert from Beaumont, you have a question for Trap about NFL. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to ask you. I know this might be out the order there, but, you know, everybody will love the NFL life and the professional life because of the money. And I just wanted to ask, you ain't got to put nobody on blast, but, like, what's the biggest tab you ever see somebody spend at the strip club or something? I ain't go.
He said,
what's the biggest tab you've seen someone put up at a strip club or otherwise? Remember when Vince Young did all that thing when he went bankrupt and he said every Friday night he spent, like, what was it, $5,000 at
Applebee's? $5,000, yeah. But I've seen somebody drop about $200,000 in a night.
Ooh.
And that's one person. I've seen... Like I said, I won't name any names, but I saw, at the time, this was Super Bowl Miami, and the Heat came in, and there was a few guys in the league that were decided they wanted to compete with the Heat, and it was like Udonis Haslem and some other guys that were in there. You know, just Udonis is from down there.
Yep.
But
he went to Florida.
Yeah, he did, but he went to high school with Drake. You know that?
With Andre Johnson?
Yeah, they were in high school. They were on the basketball team together.
I did not know that.
But, you know, I was laughing because I saw these guys trying to compete with these NBA guys. And, you know, they were throwing money. And then it was one NBA guy who, I mean, he since is now, he's retired now. But he asked the guy who run the club, say, how much money do you have in the back? He said, oh, man, we got about $125,000 left. He said, bring me all of it.
For what?
In ones. And sat,
oh, my God.
And sat there and just started a blizzard. When I tell you a blizzard hit, because all the other guys on his team had got money already.
So he didn't make it rain.
He made it snow. He made it snow. It was a full on December in December. You know what? If Green Bay and Chicago and Minnesota were all like right there next to each other in a 5 mile radius, and you got the weather of all of them at one point, it was the perfect storm. And dude come to me, like the dude in the NFL comes to me and say, Trap, let me hold 10,000. I said, you fool, I ain't give you nothing. I said, man, you over there trying to keep up with the Joneses, man. I'm all right over here, man. Let me go over here and just and get the surplus. Let me feel the magic.
Because I know you like to put names with faces, and you know a lot of people, and you like to pad your stats on your lifestyle and all that. Because I was gonna say, look, from a gambling perspective, I've been with an individual in more than one case where they've dropped 1.1 and 2.1.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I've seen that kind of money go out.
Yeah,
but like not in a club.
But exactly, like you've seen that. But you've seen that money where it's potentially you could get it back.
Yeah.
Once it leaves your hand, it ain't getting back.
In this case, I don't know if there was ever getting it back. But yeah, you know.
But yeah, I just laugh because I remember it was other guys in the league at the time, young guys, real young guys, that weren't no big money making guys. As the NBA players are throwing, they're shuffling money their way on the floor and picking it up and rethrowing it like it was their money.
Of course, because you got to look good. It's all about the end result. It's not the means. Whatever it takes to get there. All right, Nick, you got your. Have you been thinking long and hard about your Nick picks?
Well, I've had them ready, so yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, good. So you're prepared.
Yeah.
All right. So Nick's prepared with Nick picks. That's something that we do every Friday, where we go over at least a handful of games that Nick has pointed out are good matchups and things that we should talk about. So we can get to that. By the way, we're not going to get to the Texans today like we normally do because it's a Monday game. So we got all day Monday with Trap in the studio to break down the Texans for you. But there's college games. There's pro games. There's a lot going on. So, Nick, without further ado, please get us into our Nick picks.
Am I staying away from the Texans game? Because I did include that in my picks.
I can
steer away from it. It's no problem.
Yeah, let's wait till Monday on that.
All right, I only picked one college game, so I'll just get that one out of the way. Texas A&M and Alabama.
You picked the right one.
Two undefeated teams.
What's the spread, Nick?
Minus 18.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, Alabama at home last year, two pick sixes and a huge loss for Texas A&M. They were at home. This time, Alabama at home.
So, Trap, this gets into our SEC discussion, which we don't have enough time to get into.
Yeah.
But I noticed this weekend alone that between Auburn, LSU, was it Arkansas? All those teams, one team's going to win, one team's going to lose, Ole Miss. Yeah. And guess what? Like I said, when they start playing each other,
they're
that means
two
that
off.
Aren't going to be in the top 25 anymore.
Yep.
So that's why I said the SEC is down, and I stick with it. This game is the marquee game in the SEC, and if A&M wins, then it adds credence to the fact that the SEC isn't completely down because of the fact that you'll have two teams vying for the national championship.
Yes.
Alabama still won't be completely out of the mix, but A&M will completely elevate themselves to the top of the heap. It is a huge game. Unfortunately, I think the Aggies will cover the spread, but I don't think they'll win the game.
I think the Aggies will get a mud hole stomped in them.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
So you think they're not only going to lose, but they're going to lose
by
more than 18?
By more than 18 points, yeah.
Is Alabama that good?
Yes.
I was telling this to the guys yesterday. What's amazing to me is that people are out there stating, and I didn't hear Saban's actual comments on this, but that this may be the most talented Saban-Alabama team of all time.
Of all time, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to say.
His team's at Alabama.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, tell you the truth, he had more talent at Michigan State than he had.
But I'm saying his team's at Alabama.
But his team's at Alabama, yeah, but it's possible. It's possible.
But, I mean, you had teams with Derrick Henry and Amari Cooper.
But again, those were second and third round picks, or Amari went top 15.
Yeah,
but they were a good team with good players, but they didn't have no bunch of guys going first round. They didn't have the Miami 01 teams. He's never had the Miami 01 team. I think this would be the closest one he has to that. So I would agree with that statement.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Seahawks and Cardinals, the one loss Seahawks versus the three loss Cardinals. Cardinals at home, minus 1.5 for Arizona, guys.
I can't believe Arizona's given a point and a half.
Yeah.
I think Seattle wins the game simply because Seattle's playing. Seattle's hot right now, but at home and Arizona's hungry and they're starting to get healthy. I would love to see Arizona win because then it dummies down the NFC for me.
Yeah.
But I really believe Seattle. I think Seattle's going to win the game.
In the words of my Florida State alum, Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. I got to go with the Arizona Cardinals, man. These guys right now are playing well. They're running the ball. They are running the ball down people's...
Johnson's a beast.
He definitely is. He definitely... They're running the ball down people's throats. They're defensive backs. Listen, they got one of our draft picks, our second-round pick, DJ Swearinger, out there playing excellent ball right now.
Let me add that to the why Rick Smith should be on the hot seat list.
You can do whatever you choose to do, Kimo
Sabe. You can do whatever you like. Next one.
Next one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is out. They face the Patriots, the one-loss Patriots.
Oh. 4-2 for the Steelers. New England's going to win the game outright, but what's
plus
the spread?
+7. Steelers.
Steelers getting 7, that's not enough. I say New England covers the spread and wins the game outright.
I agree with that. It's hard. Right now, it's hard to bet against an angry Tom, especially when a guy like Ben is not there.
Ben's the one guy that could actually move the needle and keep them in the game, give them a chance to win. And without Ben...
They don't do that. You got to remember, Antonio Brown has, and for all those fantasy guys, I would probably bench Antonio Brown this week. Antonio Brown has never caught a touchdown pass from anybody outside of Ben Roethlisberger. And being that he missed 5 games last year, that's not a good thing.
And I got him, so thanks a lot. All right. Nick.
This is probably the least favorite of my picks, but the Saints and the Chiefs, 2-3 for the Saints, 3-2 for the Chiefs, -6 for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's the spread.
Hey, I got to go to the Chiefs on this one, man. I got they cover spread and they went all right.
This is defense versus offense.
Yes, it is.
The Chiefs are starting to get healthy.
And they're starting to get healthy, and they're playing good D right now.
Yeah, so their defense is stout. I have them in fantasy as well.
Yeah, you should do
that
well.
That game's at Kansas City?
Correct.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs to win the game, but...
I'll take the Chiefs. They're going to win by at least a touchdown.
Spread is 6?
Yeah.
I'll agree with Trap. We'll take the Chiefs both ways.
All right, last one. We go to Philadelphia. They face the Minnesota Vikings. Oh. +3 for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles getting 3 at home. Now, if this is the Brock Bowl on Monday night, this is the Sam Bowl.
This is the Sam Bowl
on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. And I got to go with the Vikings, man. The Vikings are playing great ball. And then not just that, you get a guy who gets run out of town. They ran him out of town.
Yeah, they were going to run him.
They drafted another quarterback to run him out of town. Then right now it looks like he's resurrected his career. He's made himself relevant again. He's made himself the man again. And I think he goes to Philly and he establishes dominance.
I'm just going to say that I'm taking the Eagles both ways because that's what I want. And since I'm not putting a single dime of my own money on it, and because we all know that you stay out of my house, you stay out of my wallet, that it doesn't matter. I want the Vikings to lose in the worst way, so I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah, because of my bad.
For obvious reasons.
I didn't mean to get in your house, but, you know, Nick, those were some good picks. Those are actually some good games.
You got anything else, Nick, to cover up for the Texans game?
Well, I used the Saints-Chiefs game to cover up for the Texans game, but yeah, I mean.
Wisconsin's got Iowa. Who the Noles got?
Who do we get?
Wow, see, this is how bad it gets.
I don't know. I mean, who?
Travis has completely mailed it in on the Noles.
Yeah, I don't even
That's
know
why there's so many wees. There's just so many wees because he's only going to take, he's going to really be concerned with the ones that are winning wees. The losing wees, no chance. That's why they brought the weenie into it with the Madonna thing, because there were so many wees, and he was getting so tired of all of his wees being losers.
Oh, you know what? The Noles got a bye week. I'm tripping.
But you didn't know it right away in that bye
week. Yeah, it did. That's why I didn't remember, because they
Badgers
got a bye week.
Badgers and the Hawkeyes.
Badgers, that's going to be a good game. Old school Big Ten game.
Big matchup.
You know what I'm looking forward to? This is a...
I'm asking who you're picking in that game.
Oh, Badgers and Hawkeyes? Of course I'm picking y'all.
Thank you. I take the Wisconsin Badgers as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good game. I think the Hawkeyes, they've resurrected them once again in their run game. And they're playing... Like I said, this is an old... This game is going to be an old school Big Ten game.
They're saving their coaches... jeans again.
Yeah.
He was in the hot... He talked about a hot seat.
Yeah.
Woo! And I'm telling you what.
I'm looking forward to that game. But the game I'm most looking forward to?
Yeah.
Ole Miss LSU.
That's a big game. But again, that's those two SEC teams, and one of them's not going to be in the top 25 anymore.
And not at all. And I think it's going to be Ole Miss. And not just that, I think it puts their coach on the hot seat to get fired. With all the scandal that's going on, and then all of a sudden, you go from... a team that's supposed to compete for a national championship to now being 3-4 against the LSU team that's 4-2. And now you're sitting there looking, you look at LSU right now like, these guys are 4-2 and they fired a coach already. How is that possible? So now Ole Miss is saying, why don't we fire coach
too? Hey, we are always good about putting someone on the hot seat. And Travis has just firmly planted the Ole Miss coach on the hot seat. So keep an eye on that as well. We got one segment to go. We're going to get you all the things about what we're watching this weekend and what we're doing. We'd love to hear from you, Tone. We see you out there. But again, it's a subject that's kind of taboo around here. We'll consider it. ESPN 97.5 FM. You can put your feet up.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's a Dick's weekend, so Travis is happy. Dick's are all over Houston starting today and really getting started tomorrow. And we want to remind you that we're going to be a part of it. Travis is so excited because he can't stop talking about Dick's, and now he actually gets to experience them firsthand. I said firsthand.
Did we tell the listeners what time we're going
to
be
out? That's what I'm saying. I'm about to get to that.
Oh, man.
You didn't catch it when I said firsthand. Dick's Sporting Goods in H-Town. They open up this weekend, and because of it, we're going to be a part of it. If you are in and about in the Katy area tomorrow, and you're close to the Shops at Park West in Katy, from 4 to 6 p.m., yours truly, Travis and our boy Keenan McCardell going to be there. We'll take selfies with you. We'll talk sports with you. Travis will kiss babies. We'll shake some hands. Barry is not involved, so we don't need Purell. So we're going to be there. Nick, you can stop by and join us if you want.
Yeah, and real quick, because we had a listener text in, Ernest. He says he might come in and see you, and he's been trying to get on the text line. He had a Packers question for you, so... If you wanted,
I'll answer it in person.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The Packers, you can be proud to wear your Packers gear after last night because 12 is back. That's always good. Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I watched the game. I was happy for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a terrible game. You know, it's kind of like watching the Sisters of the Poor against the Deaf, Dumb, and Blind. Like,
Bears are really bad.
Yeah, it was a bad game. I think it gave me some solace that, you know, after watching my Dodgers, and then, you know, for one, I had my Sparks.
We could talk about that. People don't want to talk about the WNBA. Yeah. You want to talk about a controversy.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Lynx got screwed last night.
They did.
And I know it's your Sparks, but at the same time, that was a bad... WNBA's got some stuff to deal with. They got some splaining to do.
They got Lucy, you got splaining to do.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah. We need to get that. That's another one we need to have.
It's just so ridiculous.
Probably the best impression I've heard him make.
That's, oh, come on.
I'm not saying you don't have any. I'm just saying that's the best one.
No, he's had some good ones. Because what's the other one you do?
There's tons. I can do Harry Carey. I can do Kermit the Frog.
Harry Carey's good. I can do Clint Eastwood.
There's lots of them. Oh, I can do your boy Dave South from Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other?
There we go.
That Kermit
the Frog.
is a great one.
Thank you.
Let me get Clint Eastwood.
You're looking at a 44 handgun, the most powerful handgun in America.
Harry Carey.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky, punk?
Yeah, because you're going to Dick's Sporting Goods this weekend.
That's right. Hey, check out the sombrero. Holy cow.
That's a good one. And your ladies' man is even better.
Welcome to the Sanctuary. My name is Leon. What is your quandary?
That right there is the one that gets me.
There you go. I got plenty. Two shows nightly, and I don't even need to be a comedian.
You don't.
How about that? All right, so where were we? So we talked about the Packers. I'm happy 12 is back. Rodgers looks like... And again, he still has issues with his feet at some point. And I went to the quarterback whisperer in Salisbury. And Sean said, there's a guy I could never pick any... I thought he was the ultimate package of everything for a quarterback. But his footwork has been nasty. Well, again, like we're talking about all show long and how, you know, we like to bring it full circle. Sometimes it takes some exterior thing that makes you pay attention to what you're doing wrong to try and correct it. Well, all the media paying attention to the fact that Aaron's just not right and it's been a while and maybe something's really wrong. For whatever reason, he got his footwork right.
Yeah.
Now I'm ticked off because their receivers suck.
Yeah. I mean, well,
look,
they play running back good.
Yeah, but exactly. You know what? But here's my thing. Jordy's coming off an ACL, and he still ain't right.
No, he's not going to be right for a while.
Because he's not trusting the knee.
Yeah.
Cobb has tried to do it all. His best position is the slot receiver.
Yeah.
But they're trying to go deep to him.
They're trying to make him a one or two. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they're not creating enough space, and Aaron's got a tighter window to get through, and he wasn't making good throws. At least he made good throws last night. That gives me hope. Devontae Adams looks good.
Devontae Adams looks great.
They still got a lot to do.
Question, do you think I know you said the media helped, mm-hmm. but do you think when the media was like, yeah, well, Rodgers is not looking great, you know, he's not discount double-checking, but he goes home, and Olivia Mum is like, nah, baby, you look great. Like, you doing all your things, and then all of a sudden he's like, my baby said I'm great. I got to be great.
I'm telling you right now, you know how many people in Wisconsin were like the people in Dallas that kept saying, Olivia Munn's the problem. Ever since he's been dating Olivia Munn, that's been a big problem. So believe me, there are the Jessica Simpson haters out there that have already pointed the finger firmly at Olivia Munn.
Oh, man.
That's how serious sports is. That's why we say at some point you got to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Because it ain't real life for us and what we're dealing with every day. But sometimes it's pretty damn serious to people.
Hey, man, and I got to give a shout out, man. I got a friend in Miami, Michelle, man. She's listening. All the way in Miami, man. I got to give her a shout out, man. And
we keep telling y'all, use the damn app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Trap is tough to fit into a suitcase. But the bottom line is, if you go to ESPN975.com and you download the app, and you have a Bluetooth, never worry about signal strength again. Never worried about where the tower is. You take us. I got friends in Milwaukee, New York, in Chicago, in California. They're all listening. You can too.
No question, man. I think this is great. Because like I said, we post on Facebook. We post on Twitter.
We didn't do videos today.
We didn't do videos today. We'll get back to them.
Yeah.
But I got, like I said, my friend in Miami. I got friends in Los Angeles. It's all listening. So if you actually not in the Houston area and can't get the signal on your 97.5 dial, go to the internet, download the app, or log on. We're here. We're here for you.
We keep telling you we're building it, and they are coming.
Yes, they are.
So you need to jump on sooner rather than later. Lamont thinks we're top five. You should, too. Anyway, we want you all to have a great weekend. Thanks for giving us some real discussion today. We will be back with you on Monday. Trap will be here, and it'll be all about the Texans because we got the Brock Bowl on Monday night. We got plenty to talk about with that. Maybe we'll even have a guest or two that we can concoct that can talk about football. And your Houston Texans. But until then, be safe. Have a great weekend. For Nick and Travis, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you Monday, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.